And it's Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Lydia Rebine from the Madison Public Library on this, well, it's a little warmer out than it has been, Lydia.
Better than the weekend was looking, that's for sure. Not that we've had a good weekend in a long time.
Sounds like this weekend's going to be the same as last weekend.
Yes, well, as long as it just doesn't start until the weekend, that's all I'm hoping for, because we've got so much stuff going on this week, we don't need to be canceling because of snow.
Yeah, it's unreal. I suppose you're ready for a nice spring weather then, huh?
I think we all are, aren't we?
Yep.
I mean, yeah.
It's time.
Yeah, this might be an inevitability of spring in Minnesota, but inevitability doesn't make it any more pleasant.
Well, you said you had a lot of activities at the Madison Public Library. You're pretty busy.
Oh, yes. All we right. certainly do.
Go ahead. Fill us in.
Well, it's kind of our week. It's National Libraries
Week.
So, yes, we're all doing lots of stuff for that. Cambie, Dawson, Madison all have things going on. For Madison, we're going to be doing an open house this coming Thursday, April 12th, from 4 to 6 p.m., so that people can come in, meet the library team. We've got some new staff members now. We'll have snacks and drinks. They can see the different things we've been doing around the library, the improvements we've been making, and they can also sign up for a gift basket raffle. So that'll be fun. Then in Cambie, they're going to have a series of special events throughout the week. They're going to be making paper sun catchers tomorrow, April 11th at 3:30. They'll have a story time on Thursday at 3:30 and a kids coloring time on Friday at 3:30. Then on Saturday, they're going to be doing a movie from, well, starting at 10:30, and I'm not sure what they're watching, so okay. I guess it'll take however long it takes.
Yeah, there you go.
And then Dawson already had their open house, but they've got more stuff going on. They're going to be doing crafts throughout the week, which people can just come in and do. And then they've also got a special read aloud from Percy Jackson's Greek Gods that's planned for tomorrow, April 11th, from 3:30 to 4:30. And there'll be snacks and refreshments for that, too.
And where's that at?
What? That's in Dawson.
That's in Dawson.
Yep,
okay.
That one's in Dawson. So that's this week, but then next week is going to be just as busy. So we've got something kind of special going on the week of April 15th. We're going to be hosting the International Wolf Center in our libraries.
Wow.
So that, yeah, it should be really interesting. So the International Wolf Center will be presenting the educational program Wolves at Our Door on Tuesday, April 17th at 4 p.m. in Dawson and at 6 p.m. in Madison. Then the next day, Wednesday, April 18th, they'll be in Cambie at 5:30. The International Wolf Center Outreach Director, Missy Stein, is going to cover wolf biology, behavior, and the importance of wildland habitat for wolves. And they've got decades of experience doing this and educating the public about how to live alongside wolves without trouble. Yeah,
yep.
So it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, wolves are kind of fascinating animals, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yep. And there's been so many programs to reintroduce them around the country that I'm sure we'll all be seeing more of them. So it's good to know about them. Then on April 19th, which is a Thursday, we're going to be having an event with the LQPV ECFE at 4 p.m. We're going to be doing a story time and craft. Those are always fun, so those are for the little kids to come listen to some stories and have a fun little project. So Thursday at 4 p.m. in Madison. Then on Saturday, April 21, this is our next big fun one, Madison, Dawson, and Cambie Libraries will all be hosting on the same day, Saturday the 21st, a Disney's Coco Day for children and their families. So the fun's going to start at 10:30 in all three of the libraries. We will set up our projector screens for the viewing of Coco with popcorn and drinks, all that fun stuff. And then we're going to make these really cute Coco-inspired rubber band guitars that they can make and decorate however they want. It's going to be neat.
Fun.
Yes, that will be very fun. And then I think we've mentioned this before, but we've got a new book club started at the Madison Library, or we will have it started very soon. So we're doing what's called the Breakfast Book Club, and they're going to have their first meeting on Saturday, April 28th at 10 a.m. This club is going to discuss nonfiction books. And they're going to have coffee and breakfast snacks while they talk about their books. So the Breakfast Book Club, it should be really fun. And they're going to be reading The Girl with Seven Names by Hyun-Seon Lee this month. So if people want to take part, all they have to do is come to the adult desk in the library and pick up a copy and then be there on the 28th.
Good. Breakfast Book Club.
Yeah. And if you're not a nonfiction person, I know not everybody is, our regular book club is still going, and they meet the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m., and they mostly read fiction.
Oh, okay. Good. So that all the activities? We got some more there.
Well, those are the main activities. I guess the only other thing I would mention is that Madison still has bi-weekly coloring parties. We do it every other Thursday night. Mm-hmm. So our upcoming ones are going to be April 19th and May 3rd, and those start at 5:30 every Thursday evening when we do those. And all the supplies are provided, the pencils, the pages. You can bring your own stuff if you want to, but otherwise it's there for you, and it's just a fun little relaxing thing to visit with people and do some coloring.
Yeah. Coloring for kids and adults, that's the thing now, right? Mm-hmm. Adult coloring too, it relaxes you.
Yeah. To not be thinking about things, just, you know, make your little work of art, but with no pressure to have to be really artistic about it.
And stay within the lines, right?
Yes. Or not. I mean, hey, you could come up with something exciting. Could be a Picasso.
There you go. All right. Can we move into what the staff is reading at Madison Library?
Well, we can in just a second. All right. I just wanted to mention, too, that it's not an event, but it's still exciting. We received on Monday a big batch of new large print books. Everybody loves those large print books. Oh. So we've got new fiction and nonfiction large print, and we've been working really hard and spending time on expanding that section. So lots of new stuff there. And then we've also been replacing some of our copies of classic books, because some of them we have been around for about 100 years now, and you can't pick up the poor things without them just falling apart and dying. So, yes, I've been going through and getting new copies of them, and some of those copies have started showing up, and I've got a display of them right at the top of the stairs. So come find a classic.
Awesome.
There's some really good ones in there.
Good.
So, yes, then we can talk about what we're reading.
And this is my favorite part of the show. I say that, I think, every time, but it is. I want to know what you guys are reading up there.
Yeah, you got to know what we're up to.
Yep.
So we're going to start off with Karen, and she's reading This Side of Murder, Verity Kent, Book 1 by Anne Lee Huber. England, 1919. Verity Kent's grief over the loss of her husband, Pierce, Verity Kent's grief over the loss of her husband pierces anew when she receives a cryptic letter suggesting her beloved Sidney may have committed treason before his untimely death. Determined to dull her pain and revelry, Verity's first impulse is to dismiss the derogatory claim, but the mystery Cinder knows too much, including the fact that during the war, Verity worked for the Secret Service, something not even Sidney knew. Then next up, we have Kate, who is reading Born Again by Charles W. Colson. In 1974, Charles W. Colson pleaded guilty to Watergate-related offenses, and after a tumultuous investigation, served 7 months in prison. In his search for meaning and purpose in the face of the Watergate scandal, Colson penned Born Again. This unforgettable memoir shows a man who, seeking fulfillment in success and power, found it, paradoxically, in national disgrace and prison.
And I've read that book.
Have you?
Yes, it's a great book.
I haven't, so I'll have to add that one to my list, too, because it sure sounds interesting. Then we have Catherine, and she's reading The Adventurer's Guild, Book 1, by Zach Lauren Clark and Nick Eliopis. In one of the last cities standing after the world fell to monsters, best friends Zed Cogry and Brock Dunderful have high hopes for the future. Zed desperately wishes to join the ranks of the Mages Guild, where his status as Freestone's only half-elf might finally be an asset. Brock, the roguishly handsome son of merchants, is confident he'll be welcomed into the ranks of the Merchants Guild. But just as it seems the boys' dreams have come true, their lives take a startling turn, and they find themselves members of the Perilous Adventurers Guild.
Wow.
So that's a fun little J series. And then I've been reading and have actually just finished the first book in the Peter Wimsey series, or I should say the Lord Peter Wimsey series. That first book is Whose Body? And it's by Dorothy L. Sayre. So, the stark naked body was lying in the tub. Not unusual for a proper bath, but highly irregular for murder, especially with a pair of gold pince-nez deliberately perched before the sightless eyes. What's more, the face appeared to have been shaved after death. The police assumed that the victim was a prominent financier, but Lord Peter Wimsey, who dabbled in mystery detection as a hobby, knew better. In this, his first murder case, Lord Peter untangles the ghastly mystery of the corpse in the bath.
Oh, wow, that's exciting.
You know, it was really quite entertaining. The writer was a contemporary of Agatha Christie, not as well known.
Yeah.
She was writing in that same period with those same sort of style of mystery. So.
You like those mystery books, don't you?
I do. They're, and that era of them is good, easy reading.
Yeah, awesome. Yep. All right. Well, it's National Library Week, as you mentioned, and you're doing a lot of things up at the Madison Library, and also Cambie and Dawson doing the same.
Yep, so come in, just say hi, have a look around, even if you can't make it to the open houses.
Yeah, when is that open house at Madison again?
The Madison one is going to be this coming Thursday, and it goes from 4 to 6 p.m.
All right, so if you've never been in the library before, now's a good time.
Now's the time. We'll even get you signed up for a card. It's easy to do.
Yep, all right. Thanks for coming in, Lydia.
Yes, thank you, Paul.
All right, that's Lydia Rebine from the Madison Public Library.